Alright, what's up, friends? I am here with my very first episode. Still getting over a sinus infection, so if I sound a little nasally or stuffy, not that you asked, but I figured I better tell you anyways. I wanted to start this off by giving you guys an introduction to who I am. I mean, if we're gonna be friends, and if I'm going to tell you all about my life, then I might as well start out by telling you who I am. So, I am 26 years old. I am married. I have a little 2-year-old daughter. And I am a bonus mom of 2 kids as well. I was raised in a small town, and I have 2 of the best parents and brothers that anybody could ever ask for. I was raised in a Christian home. My parents raised me in church, and faith is very important to me, not just because it was taught to me, but I also studied it on my own, and it's become such a huge part of who I am. I love music. I've always loved singing and playing my guitar and dancing and all of that fun stuff, so that is just a little short introduction of who I am in a nutshell. I wanted to talk about where the name of my podcast came from. So, as you already could tell, the name is Mom Madness. Basically, it's self-explanatory. I'm a mom, if you didn't catch that before. And there's just so much that goes on in my life. And I wouldn't technically say it's madness, but I don't know. It just kind of flowed together, and honestly, it's not that deep. I'm making it way deeper than it already is. I'll tell you what really came to mind. When I was younger, one of my very favorite games to play, it was a board game, and it was called Mall Madness. And it has a very similar sound to Mom Madness. So I was like, oh, That's gonna be the name. That's gonna stick. So, Mom Madness is the name of the podcast, and I just think it's perfect. It's just all around, just me, and I'm a mom, and I'm not mad. But okay, I'll stop explaining what the name means now because I'm going too far into it. So if you listened to the trailer of the podcast, basically, you know what is going to be spoke about on this podcast. I've always struggled with mental health. So to be able to openly talk about my past and recent struggles is going to be pretty challenging for me. But I think it's going to be a good thing, and it's going to be rewarding as well, because I'm going to be able to get a lot of things off my chest and a lot of things out of my mind that have been holding me back from healing, I think. I want to inspire other people as well who may not be ready to talk about their own struggles, or just even let them know that they're not alone, or that some things that they may be thinking or feeling is actually, I don't want to say normal, but it's normal to people who struggle with mental health. So there are so many people out there that you least expect. I mean, it could be your mom, it could be your best friend, your sister, an aunt, an uncle, your dad, your grandfather, and they could be struggling internally with mental health, and you wouldn't even know it, because I like to say that some people, and me included, are so used to having these types of struggles that it's like a second nature, and I'm able to put on such a brave and happy face even in my darkest days. And that has honestly gotten me to where I am, is me being able to act like I'm okay. And that's not necessarily the best thing to do. I feel like if I had thought of this previously and doing a podcast and talking about my feelings and letting things out, that things wouldn't stay bottled up and I wouldn't dwell on them. And once they're out, they're out. So I wouldn't have to continue thinking about it and it wouldn't be in the back of my mind. So I'm excited for this. I really am. Like I said in my trailer as well, I want this to act as my therapy and yours as well, because I know whenever I hear stories of people who have went through similar things as I have, I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought that I was the only one, and I'm not. And it makes me feel better. I mean, it makes me feel bad for the other person because I know what they're going through, but it makes me feel better to know that I'm not just crazy. I mean, I'm crazy, but on a different level crazy. I also want to share some tricks or tips that I have learned since becoming a mother. I'm still learning constantly, and I'm probably the last person you want advice from when it comes to parenting, but I do know some things, and I think I'm a pretty decent mom, and I think I'm able to share a few things that I have learned or that's helped me out that you might be having a difficult time with, and it might help you as well. So I want to talk about that and also how to be a better wife and a better friend. This is going to be a topic for me, for sure. I am constantly trying to improve my relationship and my friendships and me being a daughter and a mother, and I have a lot to learn. So I am just so excited about this journey. So that is just a little introduction of me and the show. So now I want to get on to the actual topic that I'm going to talk about. And just a little disclaimer here, this may be triggering to some people who have experienced certain things as I have. It's nothing that is major. I don't think that it would upset people, but I just wanted to throw out a disclaimer just in case you have a little bit of a fear of talking about mental health and things like that, which, I mean, if you do, then this might not be the best podcast for you. But the topic that I'm going to talk about today are 5 thoughts that have crossed my mind either multiple times in my life or multiple times in the last couple of months, and even some of these in the last week have crossed my mind that I just can't control. These are thoughts that I have no other explanation other than they're coming from the devil, and the devil is the one who causes these thoughts, I guess, and it's from my depression, and it's just some of these thoughts are just things that I can't control, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, when that thought crosses my mind, I'm just like, what in the world? Where did that even come from? So the very first one, and this is one that has crossed my mind too many times for me to count, is you're not worthy. And the second one kind of ties into that one, so I'll go ahead and give that one and then kind of give my explanation. The next one was you deserve to be alone. So those two go hand in hand. Every single day, this thought is in my head. I have always had a fear of being alone, never being married, never finding my true love, never having kids. And I just had this thought in my mind that I would never have anyone and I would always be alone. And these thoughts, you're not worthy and you deserve to be alone, even with me being married and being a mom, I still have those thoughts, and that's things that I still struggle with. There's been times when I've told my husband, and honestly, I told him this recently, I told him, you know, I'm so sorry you had to marry me. Like, I don't deserve how kind you are to me. I don't deserve how good you are to me. I don't deserve it. I've not done anything that has given me the right to deserve your love. And I have to sit back and think, you know, I am not perfect, but everyone deserves to be loved. And I don't have the answer. I can't tell you if that thought's ever gonna go away from my mind. But I do know that I have to tell myself I am worthy. When I was in high school, I had written on the back of my bedroom door in big, bold, Sharpie letters, "I am worthy." And I looked at that every day, every morning before I left for school, every evening when I got back from school, and any time I had my door closed, which was most of the time, I looked at that and I repeated those words. And the more you repeat those words, you start to believe them. So that's something that I'm going to have to work on more. And if you're going through those same things, maybe try it out. Try it out with me. We'll see if that helps. If you say something enough, then you're going to start believing it. So I am worthy. Remember that you are worthy as well. Another one, you're a bad wife or you're a bad mother. Oh my goodness. This one is a tough one. I have such mom guilt when it comes to my two-year-old. I work from home, and I'm very blessed with the opportunity to work from home where I can have a babysitter come and keep my little girl while I'm working. So I'm still able to see her on my lunches and my breaks and pretty much any time throughout the day. She'll come back here and, you know, see me. But I have such mom guilt. Anytime she cries for me, whenever she comes back here, she doesn't want to go back in her room and she doesn't want to go back and go play. She wants her mommy. She wants mommy. My mommy. That's what she says. And it breaks my heart. And the mom guilt kicks in tremendously. And I always have a thought as well that I can't explain. You're not a good mom. You can't stay at home full time and just give her constant attention, so you're not a good mom. But that's so not true, guys. Let me tell you, my mom is incredible, and she has been, and so is my father. They have been the best parents that I've ever had, and I have a close bond with my mother, like I hope that my daughter has with me. And my mom worked when I was younger. My mom worked a full-time job. She's a nurse, so she was gone throughout the day. She didn't get to see me throughout the day like I do with my daughter. And my mom and I are still so extremely close that why in the world would a thought cross my mind telling me that I'm a bad mom because I have to work to provide for my family? These thoughts, I'm telling you, man, they're crazy. And they just pop up in my head, you know? And also the whole, you're a bad wife. I feel like all I do is nag. I mean, it's one of those situations where my husband will clean the bathrooms. Okay, we'll just use that as an example, and I've told him this several times, and I've gotten so much better at it, but I go clean, or he goes and cleans the bathroom, and I'm like, well, you didn't clean the shower, or you didn't do this, or you didn't use this to clean that, and why in the world would I just go behind and tell him those things after he made an effort? I didn't even have to say anything. And he made the effort to clean the bathrooms. Like, that's a part of my own issues, too, though. I don't think that's necessarily just a mental health thing. Well, it could be. I don't really have an explanation. I'm not a psychologist, but that could be an issue. But I'm like, Girl, get it together. Your husband is here cleaning the bathroom, so you don't have to. Like, say thank you and go on. If you don't think he did it right, then, like, don't get mad when he doesn't clean it again. And so that was kind of all on that topic. The next one is one that people can mistake as lazy, and it very well could be, and it may play a part in this one, but the next one is I have this constant mindset to just stay in bed. I never want to get out of bed. And it's getting better. It has gotten a lot better, especially since becoming a mom, getting out of bed and actually wanting to do things throughout the day. I used to, before I got married and before I had my little girl, all I wanted to do was stay in bed with the door shut, lights off, and just have my TV on and just sit there by myself, all alone, in my bed. And that made me really depressed. That triggered a lot of depression because I was sitting there by myself in my room watching TV shows that I would kind of, I wouldn't say I would fantasize about, but I would see something good that would happen on a TV show or a movie, and I'd be like, why can't that happen to me? And that triggered a lot of depression for me because I was like, if I would have just gotten up out of bed and went for a walk or went and talked to my mom and dad or my sibling or something like that, then I feel like I could have overcome a lot of my depression. And I still have that thought to this day. That's something that's not as common now. I actually enjoy getting out of bed and playing with Brinley, which is my daughter's name. And that's not as bad of a habit for me or a thought for me now because I do actually enjoy getting up and doing things, but that is definitely one that crosses my mind on occasion. And the last one that I want to talk about is probably one that is the hardest for me to talk about and discuss. It's when I am driving and I'm by myself. Nobody else is with me. Brinley's not with me. And I'm driving by myself down the road and I just have this random thought pop in my head like, I wish I could just run off the road. Or I wish a car could just run over and hit me. Just so I could see if I felt anything. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's so hard to explain. It's honestly sad. It's very sad to think about. And I don't say this for attention. I don't want pity from anybody. Because these are thoughts that I just have came to live with, and thankfully, my faith in Jesus is so strong that I can overcome any of these obstacles and these negative, bad thoughts that cross my mind. But that is one thought that I have, and I don't really want to deliberate on that one or go into further detail. But that is definitely a thought that I've had multiple times, and I've actually talked to people that I know personally that have actually had those same thoughts. So I knew that it wasn't just me and that it has to have something to do with, your depression. And if you've had those thoughts, first of all, know that you're not alone for having those. And second of all, talk to someone. Talk to me. Talk to your friend, talk to your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your mom, your dad, your family member, friend, anybody that you can confide in. Talk to them. Because I guarantee you that either they've been through the same thing or they're going to be there to comfort you and tell you that it's okay and that it's going to be okay. Just keep pushing, just keep getting through it. I had a one of my very dear friends was I was talking to her and she was just like, you know, I'm tired. I'm just tired. There's just so much going on, and there's just, and I'm not going to go into detail because I'm not sharing any of her private life, but she's like, I'm just tired of everything going on right now. And I told her, you know, I wish that I had just that magic word or just that one thing to say that can make all of those problems disappear, but I don't. Because if there was one thing to say to make every problem disappear, then I feel like nobody would struggle with any issues. And man, that would be a dream, wouldn't it? Just to have a magic word. So those were all the 5 topics that I wanted to talk about today. Please feel free to reach out to me with any comments, constructive criticism, ideas. I'd love to hear from you if you're struggling with anything that I talked about, any of those thoughts that you might have had, please reach out to me. I'm here for you as a friend, even if I don't know you personally. I'm here for you as a friend, and I will be your listening ear. But I want to close out all of my podcast episodes with a verse of the day, because those get me through the day as well. And this one was perfect for this podcast episode. So the verse comes from Nahum 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I love you all, and stay positive.